going to do the letter in the Holy Letter of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is letter number 1104. And this is dated Yud Tes Tammuz Tov Shadal Brooklyn. Shalom Avrochem. So what is the Rebbe? He's answering him. This guy asked the Rebbe a question. He says that in many places, when you look at the trope that's called the timim, those are the cantillations that you see in the Chumash, but you see that the cantillation of the Tanakh do not go along, they don't fit with the simple meaning of the verses. Sometimes there is a conflict between the meaning of the simple translation of the verses and the way the cantillation read. In the olden days, by the way, they didn't have any commas or stop signs. So the way we do it is the cantillation provide for that. So it turns out that sometimes the meaning in the verse, the way we know it, the simple meaning, doesn't agree with the way the cantillations are set up. So he's asking the Rebbe, how should he teach? What should he choose? Should he read according to the trope, according to the cantillation, or to read and make the stops and to put the waters together the way they fit in the simple meaning of the verse? So here's the Rebbe's answer, but in the parentheses, the Rebbe adds his... not sure exactly what he says, but he says also whether to make a short stop or a bigger stop. You know, there is, based on the tropes, you know, there is the small stops, large, bigger stops. So he's asking the Rebbe. He says, the Rebbe says like this: based on the tradition to our people, these tropes have been given from Hashem. So the tropes are not man-made or something. This is given from Hashem as the Pardes, that's a book of Kabbalah, to the Moshe Kordavu, the Ramak, in the beginning of Shar Chof Ches, as he writes with regards to vowels. We're talking about tropes, but he also, we have the vowels. And this is what he writes. Rebbe is quoting the Ramak, what he writes. He says, it is public knowledge in all the wise amongst Israel, and we have it, a tradition given over from person to person, or the way he puts it here, from mouth to mouth, from the scribe Ezra, who was early in the time of the second, he brought the Jews back to the second temple to Israel. And he also received it from mouth to mouth tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, from our teacher Moshe, peace and blessed, peace unto him, from Sinai, from Hashem, that all these tropes, all these vowels, etc. So you see over there that he is very strong, says that these nekudos, the way we had the vowels, are actually passed down by tradition. Also look in Shar Chof Tes, that also the names of the trope are also Kabbalah, even the way we name the different cantillations, they're also by tradition. So in them also there is hidden and hinted many secrets of the Torah. So you know, when you teach a child the bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, you teach them sometime today, not we don't teach bas mitzvah, but some people learn bas mitzvah, I know. Yeah. But you know, okay. So he says, but the Rebbe says that does not, this is from the Kabbalah. This does not go like, I'm sure Rabbi Elazar Bachur, there's a person, you have to be familiar with these things. They wanted to say that the trope and the vowels have been brought in a later time, So Rebbe says there is already this whole discussion is in many different books. And this is another aspect of the Rebbe's involvement in every part of Torah. Because like in most rabbis, you know, they'll talk about halacha, or some will talk about Kabbalah. But Rebbe is knowledgeable in every area of Torah. He's talking about the various different approaches. So the Rebbe brings down in a sefer called Pekua Sode to the author of this Dechemet, Cheske Medina, whatever his name is. But the Rebbe says, after we had the revelation of the book of the Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar, so anybody who believes in what stands over there will also believe that the vowels and the cantillation come from Hashem. And the Rebbe also quotes to Likutei Torah. So the first thing the Rebbe establishes, he's asking the Rebbe. So first of all, the Rebbe is bringing him down that from our sacred sources, we know clearly that these vowels and the tropes aren't just somebody man-made or something made up. They come from tradition, they come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two, what is the reason that we have the trope? They were given, what's the purpose of the trope? So that we sing the words, as the Zohar says, that the letters are the body. The spirit, Guf Ruach, is the Nekudas. And they all take, and they go by the tenua, by the movement, by the trope, and they exist with them. So when you sing the timing, you take along the letters, and the Rebbe's quoting the Zohar here, exactly, the words of the Zohar. You take the letters, you take the vowels, exactly, I'm not sure how to touch it over here. It's all in Aramaic and the Zohar language. Kad iu posik iu leinatlin v'kaimi b'kiyumayu. He says, if you don't do the trope, then you don't take them with you. I guess it's through the song or whatever. I'm not sure exactly. And the Rebbe quotes a further Zohar. Okay. So basically, the Rebbe is saying the reason why we have the trope and why we sing with the trope is, and the trope basically lead the verses and the everything, so it seems like they're a very important integral part of the words. They need the words and the vowels need the trope to the trope in order, the cantillation, in order to make it work. So therefore the Rebbe says number three, so how could it be that in many places the trope doesn't fit the simple meaning of the verse as you're asking, the Rebbe says. So it is God-given. It's meant to be there so that you sing with them. So how could it then not fit the simple meaning of the verse? And the Rebbe gives several possible solutions to this problem. Number one, the Rebbe says, so you see, the Rebbe doesn't just answer his question. The Rebbe first gives him the sources. He just asked a question, if it doesn't fit. The Rebbe just brought him down the sources, all from the Kabbalah, from the different places, that we do need them, that it's important, everything else. So then the question becomes even stronger now. Well, if it is important, and that's the purpose of the trope, so that you can do the words properly, so how come it could not fit? So the Rebbe says, possible, several suggestions. Number one, the Rebbe says, we don't really know fully the rules of the trope, how they are. The most, Rebbe says, the most of the, by and large, and perhaps all of them, the Rebbe says, but most of the rules for the trope that is brought down in the different books, they are just human actions that they had sort of set up with an attempt to try to understand the secrets of the trope in Tanakh. So when there was a contradiction between the rules of the trope and the simple meaning of the verses, so they sometime have chosen to give the cantillation the main thing, right? So, meaning they didn't know fully the laws of the trope, And sometimes when there was a, they just left it with the trop, so the trop doesn't fit the psukim. So I guess that the, while the trop itself is traditional, but the rules for the trop, I guess, is not. Rebbe says another thing is we also put into account, we also have to take into account the rules, you know, how one's voice, the practical application, the pleasantness of one's voice, how long the breath, maybe, you know, maybe they couldn't fit it in to do exactly. Number three, sometimes the word, the way it's written, is not the way it's pronounced. So we say the way it's written is a meaning, hints to something beyond the simple. The meaning of the verse is the way it's read. But sometimes the way it's written has a different meaning than what it's read. And then the simple meaning is what's read, but it hints to something deeper in the way it was written, as brings down from the Geras HaKodesh. So maybe the Rebbe says that sometimes the trope can also be hinting for something more than the very simple meaning. But when it's written, that's just in the writing, so it hints to you. But when it's not in the reading, but when you have the trope, maybe this also the singing is giving you a different hinting that there's something else besides the very simple meaning. And the Rebbe says also, it's understood because song is considered to be more connected to the inner of the soul, which is beyond one's intellect and understanding, according to the Torah. So the Rebbe said, yeah, what are you saying?
I was just thinking, when we see pictures at the Luchos, there were no tropes under those.
No, that doesn't mean, but we have it by tradition, it's given down.
Yeah,
not in the Luchos. No, there's no trope in the Torah either, but that's by tradition, it's given down. There's no trope in the Torah. If you had a trope in the Torah, it wouldn't have a big deal being a Balkorah, then everybody could read. And then everybody can read from the Torah. Okay, you know, we'll continue with this letter tomorrow, Mr. Shem, next time, because it gets a little bit more detailed, so we'll finish it later. Okay. So we're actually doing the letter in the Holy Letter of the Rebbe in volume 4, and we're in the middle of 1104, the letter, and the Rebbe was discussing sometimes we have a contradiction between the trop, between the cantillation and the vowels, which seem to tell you they don't go along with the pshat, it's different. And the Rebbe explained that sometimes it's either we don't always know the exact how to do it, and also sometimes it comes to the voice, the singing. And sometimes it also hints for other things. So now, the Rebbe says, you know, there is five verses in the Torah, which it says, and the Gemara brings down, the Talmud brings down, that you can read it both ways. Like there's no stop over there. So you can either say the word goes to the back or it starts to the front. You don't know where to put the dot. They're both possible. It makes sense. There's five pesukim. Or there's a sixth one in the Jerusalem Talmud. So the question is, why is there no decision? If we're saying that the cantillation, the trop is one trop. If you look at the trop over there, that tells you one of the two ways, one of the two possibilities. So how come the Talmud would say that it hasn't been made a decision? Why would there be no decision? Why don't we follow the trope? Because we just said the trope is tradition, comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. So why can't we figure out based on the trope what it is? The trope tells you one thing. But we just said the trope is reliable. So why don't those verses have a decision? So the Rebbe says, the answer brought down in the Rishonim that number one, some say that when the Talmud was written, They didn't have the cantillation yet over there. And they only rediscovered it. It's actually based from before. So in the time of the Talmud, the Ritva says that they actually didn't know which way. But once the trope was discovered, we take know which way. So the Talmud's writing that it's not known was before we had the trope. But once we have the trope, the cantillation, then we could actually know. Number two, there's another answer brought down that there are two. There is a disagreement how to do the trope on those psukim. So even the trope over here, some say you do like this, some say like that. So we don't know. We can't determine by the trope because there's two tropes also. Okay. So what does the Rebbe say? So what is the Rebbe's conclusion from all the above? He says it's obvious that one should read the pasuk with the trope. In other words, when you're reading the pasuk, don't go and make up. You cannot, Rabbi writes, you cannot change and make your own trope, and say to fit the meaning of the psukim, you're going to change it, you know, from what it's the cantillation. Brings down, and he brings it, and the Rebbe says that for sure, so notwithstanding the fact, see, the Rebbe is saying, notwithstanding the fact that it doesn't make sense in the simple meaning, that maybe you don't understand why it is, but the bottom line is, the fact of the matter remains that the tropes are holy, it comes from Hashem, it's passed down for generation, don't go and change no trope. And that's it. It doesn't fit with the simple meaning of the pasuk. Okay, so that, don't worry about it. Let Hashem worry about that. So that's